Welcome back to my show, Mind Matters. And on the radio, or on the line, I have Carmel Hogan. How are you, Carmel?
Hello, Shane. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Great, thank you. Absolutely brilliant.
Good. So Carmel is from Body and Mind Clinic in Waterford. And I'd say we could be talking for a while for the amount of different things that you do, Granny O'Carmel.
I know. I have a lot of things under my hat. Mainly, I do acupuncture and I do the hijama.
Yeah.
You were just talking to Dia there earlier. And
do you want to explain a little bit more about hijama? Because, you actually do the practice of it. And I suppose people, when they were listening to Dia, might have actually not really understood exactly what it was.
Yeah. So hijama is, it's a bloodletting, basically. And when somebody comes to the clinic, we obviously do the tongue and pulse diagnosis. And now you can have it just as a therapy.
Yeah.
When most people come to us, they have a serious illness or, you know, they're going through something.
Yeah.
So, going by the tongue and then the pulse, we would do the cupping. People would be probably familiar with cupping, as in, you know, doing the cupping. But when we do it, we do it on the parts of the body. So, for instance, if you came and you had heart problems, well, we would look at the areas where you know to release the heart. So, the one thing that people would say, like when they have it done, is they feel so much calmer. Their heart rate goes down. You know, normally people have a heart, a racing heart, or their heartbeat is fast, or they might be breathless or whatever. So we would do the points that we work on, and that would take the pressure off the heart.
Okay, and I suppose when I'm thinking of blood release, like, I mean, you know, I'm thinking, are you going to cut me or what is it? So how I presume you're using acupuncture, I would imagine, is it?
Well, there are acupuncture points with the cupping, and then we just nip it with a little blade or a needle.
Okay.
So you have that release then of, basically, it's a detoxifier.
Yeah.
So, for instance, like as Dia was saying earlier, men don't bleed.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, from the time we're conceived, we have the same blood turning around in our bodies.
Yeah.
Which kind of, by the time you get to a certain age, or depending on your lifestyle, it can be pretty toxic.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're detoxifying the body.
Right.
And I suppose the short way of explaining is, like, if you change the oil in your car,
yeah,
what happens, you know, the car runs much smoother. It's like the fish tank that we were, you know.
Yeah, I must say, I suppose I've never really thought about it, but really, since I've met you before and what Dee has taught me before, I really started thinking about the fact that, you know, a man doesn't really have a way to actually release blood.
Yes.
So it makes complete sense to me, like, that cycle we should be able to use in a man's body as well as the same as it's in a woman's body, you know.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure there's a reason for it. I'm sure I'd say God has it all planned out.
Well, yeah.
Only God knows. But
exactly.
If you think about it, for a man, unless they had an operation, if you ever had a conversation with somebody and they had an operation, they'd say, "Oh my God, I feel so good."
Mm.
Well, that's because they lost blood.
Mm.
And then they had to rejuvenate that blood. The body rejuvenates that blood, and that's why people feel good.
Mm.
Or, you know, people that give blood,
yeah,
to the blood transfusion.
Yeah. No, as I said, it makes sense. It's something that I must address.
Yes.
So we were going to talk about one of the things that you've done, and I must admit, you've opened my eyes to the world of foraging, and you've done a talk in my place at one stage about foraging, and you blew my mind on it. So do you want to explain a little bit about foraging?
Yes, I'd love to. So the time of the lockdown, I obviously had time on my hands, and I am a country girl by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always been looking at plants, but I didn't look at them properly. So anyway, time on my hands, I started walking out in nature, and then I started picking, say, nettles and all these, and then I started researching what do these plants do, and weeds, or whatever you'd like to call them. And honestly, Shane, God gave us, literally, there's healing in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely everything that grows in the ditch and along the side of the roads. Mind you, I go in the fields now, I don't go by the side of the road.
Yeah.
But say, for instance, nettles are the best blood purifier that you'll ever have.
Mm-hmm.
You have the iron in the nettles, and it's a gentle iron. It's not the iron that we get in tablets and the next thing you're constipated, and you know, you can't go to the toilet, and you know, you have all these complications. And it's a cleanser. It's a natural cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
It's a food. It's like spinach. You can cook it. You can make medicine from it. You can dry it, make teas. It's amazing. You have the thistle, which is a natural water, you know, works with the bladder and the kidneys, a diuretic, really. And if you have swollen, you know, the way we swell up with fluid retention,
mm-hmm.
it can help with that. I mean, that's a thistle.
Yeah. And I mean, for most people, they could just go out, get the thistle, and they could just boil it, I presume.
You can just dry it, or you can just go out, get the thistle, make a tea, you know, just boil water over it, and sit for about 20 minutes. It's called a concoction, actually.
A concoction?
A concoction.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
I need a concoction.
Yeah.
So that's what tea is.
Right, okay.
And you leave that, and then you sip on that, and then you can dry it.
Mm.
And then you have it for the winter. And then you have the milk in that. You have dandelions. Oh my God, you have the dandelions grown in your garden that everybody says is the biggest troublesome weed that you get. Oh my God, if people just like looked into it, it has everything. Women's health, you know, like that again, it's a diuretic, it's a pain. Like I cook it down and I actually make it. It's the nearest, and I make a salve from it.
Mm-hmm.
And from the purest form, it's a painkiller.
And all right.
Like everything I use and I make and I sell, I try it on myself and have a few guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I make this, it's basically, you just put it on and it's a painkiller. The pain just goes away. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, there's a process with it, and you know, it's all a learning process.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still learning.
Yeah. And I mean, that's it. All this is an abundance out on our doorstep. Like, you know, I mean, you know, God gave us everything, like, you know, really to heal ourselves, you know, and it's just learning what to do with it and learning how to do it with and learning the stuff that you shouldn't take as well, like, I suppose.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course. I mean, you have the I can't wait now. The hawthorn will be coming out now, and I love it. I love it. Like, I pick the hawthorn, I make the tinctures from it, I dry it, I make the, you can make lovely soft drinks, you know, like, we know nothing. Like, we're just dry, like, you know, people give their kids bloody coke and...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I suppose when I think of the hawthorn, I think of it being prickly, like, and I wouldn't think of it, I'd look at it in a negative way rather than looking at it in a positive way, you know?
The flower, I mean, what I do is I pick it. I had, now, all the winter, what I did is I went in a bottle load of honey, and then I had the hawthorn flower.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this with elderflower as well. You can do it with rose. You can do it with any, you know, the rose flower?
Yeah.
And you just pour the honey in it and leave it, and then the honey extracts all the medicinal properties from from that. And you can add it, you know, to your coffee or your tea, or if you had a little whiskey or a brandy or whatever, and you're getting all that medicinal properties from it.
Yeah.
There's so much. The hawthorn is great for the heart as well. The hawthorn
right.
is amazing for the heart. I could go through, and I've learned so much then. I started doing the foraging then, and I just, like, literally, just information, you kind of get downloads of information.
Mm.
Don't even, stuff that you don't even think of.
Mm.
You start using your mind, and, like, for instance, when I go out and I'm picking, and I have my thing that I look at five plants that are grown together. And
okay.
I look at them and I say, oh my, right, okay, well, that's, they're all there for if you're constipated, for the bowel.
Yeah.
So I collect all them together and I'll dry them together, or I'll make a tincture out of them, and then that's for the bowel.
Okay.
And then there could be like a cancer, like somebody could be, they could have a cancer. And I'm saying, oh my God. And like, they're all there for us. It's just like, if you just think about what you're looking at, you know, it's a different, you go into a different kind of a reality, I suppose, if you think about it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. And everybody, we all have it, and it costs nothing, only your time.
Mm.
Your time. And it's such a lovely thing to be doing. I mean, I could go off out picking, and I bring the dogs with me, and I'm out and I don't even know I'm out there 2 hours or, you know, time just passes, and
yeah.
you look at nature and you're just so grateful for everything you have, and you're getting your fresh air. And
you're grounding yourself, which is really important, especially in this day and this climate that we're in at the moment.
Absolutely. And you share the knowledge then with your children and your grandchildren and your neighbours, and it doesn't matter. You know, like, some people might say, look, she's mad, but she's cracked, I don't care.
Well, you know, I mean, I suppose there might be a certain cohort of society that says that, like, but I mean, if you can go out and you can actually, you know, as you said there, dandelion, you can use it as, you know, a lot of medicinal purposes, and hawthorn and the same, good for the heart and stuff like that. I mean, all this is on our doorstep. Instead of having to go to a pharmacy or something and get something, you can go out and you can actually, it might take a bit more work, but it's there, you know, for a reason.
Absolutely, and the more you look into stuff, the more you want to learn.
Mm.
If anybody's starting out there and they're a little bit nervous, you know, like, obviously, go to a foraging class, and then there's apps that you can download on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you just take a photograph, and it'll tell you if it's medicinal or if it's poisonous or it's whatever.
Right.
You know, and now, but you still. Like, you still have to. I remember when I was starting first, I had in my head that I wanted to make St. John's Wort. And, like, when you're looking for something, you can't find it.
Yeah.
And, then, you know, then when you find it, it's everywhere. You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
But my friend was up to telling me, I have St. John's Wort grown in my garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, brilliant. So, anyway, he was convinced. And I had everything, I was getting ready to make my tinctures. And I had everything ready. And I said, I'm going to check this one more time. And I was wrong. You know, I was wrong. I had it was the wrong thing.
Okay.
Plants that do look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so you have to be careful, and you have to tribble and think. Now, you can't go wrong with nettles, and you can't go wrong with thistles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you know, there's so many stuff that you wouldn't really know. And, like, some of them are very, like, say, the wort, anything to do with the wort. So you have hogwort, and you have, you know, the bucalons and stuff like that. And, you know, you just kind of just take your time and, you know, think about stuff. And if you're cautious, if in doubt, do it out. That's my motto.
If in doubt, do it out.
Yeah, just, you know, if you're not sure about something, just leave it go, or just maybe pick it and ask, bring it then somebody that will know.
Right.
And but it's all a learning process, and it's such a lovely thing to be doing. It's a lovely way to live.
Mm.
Lovely way, you know.
We were talking beforehand that we are hopefully in the next few weeks get you up to y'all and maybe take people out foraging and kind of give them some sort of an idea of what of an abundance of things that we have around y'all in the out in the field that's just growing on our doorstep and just do a little bit of a talk around whatever we find.
Absolutely, I'd be so happy to do that. I'd be delighted, and you know. When you see stuff, like when you actually realise what we have, like sometimes my heart literally bursts with just gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And they work, because like when I started making the tinctures and stuff first, I was saying, oh God. And then people were, they were ordering them. Oh, the mouthwash. We need to talk about the mouthwash.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been using the mouthwash for the last couple of months, and I must admit my mouth just has never felt so good. People who are listening, that when even at this stage in the evening now, where you feel that kind of grittiness of your teeth, even though you've brushed your teeth, I don't have that anymore. Absolutely not whatsoever. I don't have that grittiness, and I'm looking forward to whenever I'm going back to my dentist to see what he says about the plaque, or if there is any plaque in my mouth, because I must admit I'm blown away by the mouthwash, to be honest with you.
Thank you. And plaque is not a good thing because it can represent other things.
Yeah.
So like anything that presents in the body, like any fungal infections, if you have nail infections, they need to be looked after because they're all in that fungal, like, cancer, is a fungal. So everything, we need to look after our bodies, and by doing small things, I call it maintenance, that doesn't cost a lot, it can save you big time down the road, And with the mouthwash, what I've been getting so many, I started making the mouthwash initially a couple of years ago for receding gums.
Right.
Then my clients were coming back and they were saying, Carmel, my appetite is, I don't feel like eating. I don't the way you might love a cigarette after food or cigarettes or the chocolate or whatever, to say, I don't have those, that yearning, what you call it, when you're looking for something. What's the word I'm looking for? But, I'll be treating people, that should be trying to drug addictions and all kinds of addictions. And they couldn't live without it. It's the one thing they won't do without. Mouthwash.
And your mouthwash is basically made, I know it's a secret recipe, I know the sesame oil in it, because I can taste that, and I know that there is cloves in it, but that's about as far as I know, but I'm not expecting you to share on it, but it is basically, bar the sesame oil, I think everything else is in nature, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you don't swallow it. You do not swallow it, because the way I would tell anybody to do it is in the morning when you get up, take a spoon or a swish of it from the bottle and swish it around while you're getting dressed or you're having a shower.
Yeah, that's what I do anyway. I'd have it when I'm having my shower in the morning. I put into my mouth and I swizzle around, and I still have my mouth and I'm still getting dressed, and that's my ritual now in the mornings.
Absolutely, and then you spit it out.
Yeah,
and you'll notice the whiter it is, the more toxins. You see, it also works on the stomach.
Okay.
So people would have had gastric stomach and also being constipated, they would say that they're going to the toilet. So whatever happens, your mouth, obviously, it goes into the gastric.
Okay.
So it's releasing, it's taking up the toxins, and the way I would say to anybody is, the whiter it is when you're spitting it out, the more toxins. That's my experience.
Yeah.
So then you're getting that toxin out. Your mouth feels amazing. Your skin and your hair, actually, it does something to the skin and the hair as well. Obviously, your teeth, your gums. When I started making this, I really did not expect affect the feedback. It actually draws toxins from the brain and heavy metals. I'm getting this the whole time as well, which can be pretty kind of, it's kind of hard. But obviously you just pull back. But like basically it extracts mercuries, aluminium, you know, all these toxins from our brains.
Yeah.
Because if you even think about it, women in particular, even me, I dye my hair.
Mm-hmm.
I use so many other stuff then, you know, I'm always doing stuff. My hair grows really fast. So which means I have to get it dyed. Now I'm too vain to actually dye my hair, not to go grey.
Yeah.
But basically that's all, you can imagine the chemicals that are going on our heads. With the toothpaste, I would tell anybody, stop using toothpaste. Stop using toothpaste unless you're going to get the natural toothpaste.
Yeah.
Because fluoride is blocking everybody's senses.
Okay.
It's blocking their third eye, their, you know, their intuition.
So you'd suggest to people that they would use your mouthwash and then just brush their teeth dry?
Yeah, salt.
Just salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Just use the salt. And honestly, you'll even, honestly, even if you brush your teeth only with salt,
mm-hmm.
only with salt, you'll actually be disgusted because it's literally the smell from the bacteria in your mouth.
Yeah.
You say, oh my God. You see, that's what the toothpaste does. It's like everything. It covers, or it, you know what I mean? It, you don't know really what's going on with your body.
Yeah.
And we're shutting down all our senses.
Yeah.
All our frequencies are being basically shut down. So that's just salt. Just don't be using the table salt.
So Carmel, we're running out of time, or we've run out of time. So if somebody wants to get in contact with you, you're at the Body and Mind Clinic in Waterford, and your mobile number is?
087-638-6364.
6-4. And as I mentioned already, I will have Carmel up in the next couple of weeks. I'll announce it either on the All Cancer Support Facebook page, or I'll mention it on my show here. So she'll come up and she'll do a bit of foraging with us and show us what exactly we're missing in abundance all around us. So as always, Carmel, absolutely wonderful talking to you, and I'll chat to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bless you.
Okay, thanks. Okay.